97X Tampa Bay's New Rock Alternative. My name is Jared, and thank you for joining us again this Sunday morning on our PSA program. As my guest is Mr. Howard Baskin from Big Cat Rescue. Mr. Baskin's going to share with us some information about his organization, as well as talk about a recent bill that was put together to help protect some of the exotic cats in this country. Mr. Baskin, like I just mentioned, you're from Big Cat Rescue. For anyone who is unaware of your organization, can you share with us who Big Cat Rescue is?
Sure. Big Cat Rescue is the largest accredited sanctuary devoted to big cats in the world. We've got over 100 cats on 55 acres, and basically it's a retirement home for these cats. Once they come to us, they never leave.
And Big Cat Rescue is very popular within the Tampa Bay area. Can you share with our listeners how Big Cat Rescue was formed?
Well, it was not intentional. What happened was back in the early 90s, my wife and her then husband, who has passed away since, had a piece of property that they wanted a greenbelt. And so they went to an animal auction to buy some llamas. And when they got there in the parking lot, they saw taxidermists who had bought bobcats in the auction were taking them out to the parking lot, clubbing them to death in order to take them home and stuff them. And they went inside, and there was a man there with a six-month-old bobcat terrorized, clinging to him, and they asked him what he was doing, and he said, well, I gave this to my wife as a pet, and it didn't work out, so I'm going to sell it. So they ended up buying that bobcat to keep it from the fate they saw in the parking lot. And one of the things that happens is that these cats will tend to bond to one person and not be friendly to others. So it bonded to my wife, not to her husband.
Yes.
He decided he wanted one he would like, and they looked around and found a place in Minnesota that said they sold them. When they got there, it turned out to be a fur farm that had 56 bobcat and lynx kittens, and they were going to sell a few as pets, and the rest they were going to raise for a year and slaughter and make into fur coats. So they decided that they offered to buy all of the cats if the man would stop making cats into coats. And this was back when people in Manhattan were getting spray painted and fur was out of fashion, or he probably wouldn't have agreed. So if you can imagine, they came home with 56 of these kittens, and that's how it started.
Oh, wow. And when people hear the word big cats, they automatically think of things like lions and tigers. But what other species of cats do you have at Big Cat Rescue?
Well, there are actually 35 species of wild cat. We have 13 of them. You know, some of the others that people have commonly heard of are cats like cougars and bobcats, but many people have not heard, and I certainly hadn't heard of them before I got involved here, are cats like servals and caracals and jungle cats, and there's a little sand cat that's from the Saudi Arabian desert, and a cat called a Joffrey cat, and a number of others.
And you just mentioned the types of cats, but for inquiring minds, I mean, how do these cats end up with you?
Well, some, of course, came from the fur farms, and they actually bought out two other batches from fur farms. Many of them are cats that people get as pets, which they shouldn't do, and the ability to do this varies by state law around the country. And you get this cute little kitten, and then as it grows up, it becomes unmanageable and, depending on its size, dangerous, and then people don't want them anymore, or they get stuck in the backyard in a small box because that's the only way they can keep them. And then, like recently, we've gotten a number of them because in the current financial environment, people have been foreclosed on, and they end up having to move, and they can't take these cats with them. Some of them were orphaned. We took in three cougar cubs whose mother was shot by a hunter in Idaho, for instance, and we intermittently get little Florida bobcats whose mothers have been killed one way or the other.
For anyone just joining us, our guest is Mr. Howard Baskin from Big Cat Rescue. Now, Howard, one of the major reasons I wanted to have you on the phone today was to talk about the formation of the Big Cats and Public Safety Protection Act, as it has been called one of the most important bills to be introduced to protect big cats today. For our listeners that might not know about the bill, can you share with us some information about it?
Sure. You know, the incident in Zanesville a few months ago where the man had 56 cats and other wild animals that he released and then shot himself has kind of brought to national attention a problem that most people didn't realize existed. There are something on the order of 10 to 20,000 of these cats, mostly languishing in backyards in very small enclosures all over the country. And some of them are used by people to make money. They're used for either roadside zoos or these traveling exhibits. Others people either keep as what they refer to as pets or just seem to collect them. And, you know, invariably, the norm is for them to live in horrible conditions. And the sanctuaries are not a solution. It's, to have them live this way and then end up for some part of the end of their life in a sanctuary is not the fair solution for these cats.